49 days from today, the Winter Olympics open in Salt Lake City. That means just 7 weeks of training left for the athletes. Some of the most intense practice sessions lie ahead. The Winter Games are having a particularly noticeable effect on a team from the University of Minnesota in Duluth. The Bulldogs are the reigning national champions in women's hockey, this despite a team roster that changes from game to game. Several of the team's stars are taking off a week here and there to train for the Olympics, and they're playing with four different national teams. Chris Julin of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
The women's hockey team from the University of Minnesota Duluth is practicing. They're getting ready for a road trip. These players are used to traveling. Half the team comes from foreign countries. Five of the players are from Canada, four are from Finland, two come from Sweden, one's from Russia, and one's from Switzerland. They're on the same team now, but many of these young women play against each other in international competitions. Maria Roth is from Sweden. She says the players tease each other about their national rivalries, but it's all in fun.
There's no use picking on people because they're from different countries. I mean, there's so many Europeans, there's so many Canadians. So we all stick up for each other, so there's no use doing that. So we all get along pretty good.
Maria Roth is the top scorer for the Bulldogs this year. She's also a star on the Swedish national team. She's been back and forth between the two teams this fall. She'll spend the whole month of February with the Olympic team, then she'll come back to Duluth in time for the college playoffs. But this week, she has more immediate worries. She's getting ready for final exams.
There's not much free time at all. After hockey, you go home and you do your work and go to bed and get up next morning. So it's pretty much the same routine every day, but that's what you have to do if you play this much hockey as we do now.
The Bulldogs are rated number one in the country. They're undefeated so far this year. They're right in the middle of the college hockey season, but the coaches tell the international players it's okay for them to concentrate on the Olympics. The players say they can't do that. They say they're college players until they put on the jerseys for their national teams. Tuula Puupeti plays goalie for the Bulldogs and for Finland.
When we travel to go with Team Finland, then you kind of try to put the Bulldogs aside for a while, and then when we come back, we just, you know, forget the Team Finland for a little while again and concentrate on the things here. So that's, you just kind of have to have two lives.
The team's international players all say they came to Duluth for the same reason, the coaches. Shannon Miller is the head coach. She came to Duluth 3 years ago and started the women's hockey team. She coached the Canadian national team before that. She coached Team Canada at the last Olympics and at several world championships. She knows hockey players from all over the world.
And so when I moved to the U.S. to start a college hockey team, I thought, why don't I use my international contacts, extend the recruiting boundaries, go into Europe, and bring back some prizes? And I got lucky, and I did, and we won a national championship in only 2 years of existence as a team.
So here's a Canadian coach at an American university with hockey players from six different countries. You might think Shannon Miller would be torn over which team to root for at the Olympics, but she's not.
Well, I'm a very patriotic person, as most people are. So, yeah, my allegiances lie with Canada, of course, but I'm also going to be cheering for all of the players, of course, that play here for me and their respective countries. But the bottom line is, I just love women in sport. I think it's great that women's hockey's at the Olympic Games, and so I'm one of those mushy people that says I'm going to be cheering for everybody that's playing because I think it's great.
About 30 countries now have women's hockey programs. The sport made its Olympic debut in 1998. The United States beat Canada for the gold medal. Team USA and Team Canada are the favorites again in Salt Lake City. For NPR News, this is Chris Julin in Duluth, Minnesota.